We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm sitting in my man cave. Moments ago, I was sitting in my underwear watching the Pirates comeback yesterday, which I didn't see live. First time I saw it. Kevin Newman with the hit. The non-socially distanced celebration. I don't know what, when sports happens, it's just the whole social distancing thing is impossible. I see it in youth sports all the way up. There was another walk-off yesterday, and it was a very odd celebration that was socially distanced, which is comical to watch. Anyway, Ron's not here. He'll be back on Monday. I was going to say with pomp, but I just remembered. Pomp has his charity golf tournament, which I feel like I need to go to because him and Ron shamed me for not going to Pomp's last big occasion. And it's a great cause. But I just, as I've said many times here, and Ron is the same way, I don't know if I can mingle with the crowd that Pomp hangs out with. I feel out of place, mostly because of money. They have way more of it than me. They talk about things that I'm not fluent in or not even semi-fluent in. Can't even say anything intelligent about. So Ron will be back. In the meantime, we got a lot to talk about today. And we're going to start with the Great Eight. The eight pack to open up the show. And first is, as Mike White termed it, Mike White's going to join me at 10:45. Just a bombshell from Governor Wolf, and I have a real problem with how this announcement went down. A real problem with it. But first, the notion itself, right? The recommendation that high school sports, youth sports, should not be played until January 1st, that in and of itself, whether you agree with it or not, is obviously a defensible position for the state to take, right? I mean, we've seen many other states do that, or at least a couple that come to mind. Colorado, Minnesota moved high school football seasons to the spring. That happened the other day. Ivy League did this in college. The Big Sky, others talking about it. I mean, it's all the talk right now in fall sports at any level. So without the context of how this happened, you can't be surprised that the state would recommend that, not mandate it, but recommend it. Just saw Pittsburgh school board the other day say that students are going to be online for 9 weeks. So again, the whole notion of, okay, if we deem it not safe for people to be in school, how can we have sports? That makes sense, at least, right? I mean, you have to, I'm not saying you have to agree with that if it's implicated that way or imposed that way, I should say. So, but you can see that it's a defensible position, obviously. We're in the middle of a pandemic. The problem I have with this is the failure to communicate here. According to Mike White's story, Wolf was responding to a question with 1 minute left in his news conference, like the last question. And the question was about fans at high school sporting events this fall, I believe. And that's when he dropped it. That's when he said basically all the recommendation would be no sports until January 1st. That would imply that he's completely out of touch, or reveal that he's completely out of touch with what a lot of people have as important to them, which is sports. Is my kid going to play? It's a lot of people in the state who have kids who play high school sports and youth sports. If that's going to be your position, that needs to be communicated well in advance of workouts and things like that, and with the right people. Yet you see the people running the PIAA have had no communication, or didn't at the time that Wolf dropped this yesterday, had no communication with the state about this. It was just like an afterthought. Oh, yeah, by the way, we recommend no high school sports and youth sports until January 1st. Come on, man. That's ridiculous and unfair to a lot of people. Not the idea that the recommendation would be made, but how it was made and when it was made. And that set into motion just this haphazard response. Then all of a sudden, he wouldn't have mentioned it, obviously, unless he had been asked at the end of his news conference. So he'd still be sitting on that? The state would still be sitting on that? Then once everybody started to react to it and race around trying to say, well, what do we do now? Then the state put out its statement. Again, come on. How out of touch is that with an issue that is very important to people? Made no sense whatsoever how it went down. We'll be talking about that with Mike White, all the implications, where we go from here. Number seven, Mike Sullivan acknowledged yesterday that his team's urgency is, quote, not where it needs to be. Let me repeat that out loud. Mike Sullivan, with his team on the verge of elimination at the hands of a mediocre opponent, to be kind, said out loud that his team's urgency is not where it needs to be. I mean, that might as well be a concession speech at this point. Or maybe they'll find it today, the urgency, right? It might be advisable. It's Sid's birthday, after all. And there's no tomorrow, although there actually is a tomorrow. In fact, Game 5 is scheduled for tomorrow. And if Sully makes the right moves, there will be a tomorrow. No urgency in a 5-game series, or not where it needs to be. Number 6, what are the right moves? Very simple, a new goalie, a new bottom six, no Jack Johnson. I have to laugh, by the way, when I see media folk criticizing those who focus on the disaster that is Jack Johnson. It's an overreaction. It's low-hanging fruit. Well, here's a fact for you. And this came from a faithful tweeter. When old JJ's on the ice, the Penguins have been outscored 5-1. When he's on the bench, they're outscoring the Canadiens 6-2. So overreact to that. Number 5, Steelers just one of 3 NFL teams that have no players opting out as of now. And that would be the key phrase, as of now. I think that's going to be that date's going to be a moving target. Obviously, right? As situations change from state to state, from city to city, as situations within families change, as training camp moves on, it's not really the type of thing that lends itself to a deadline. Number 4, Jason Stark. Check this out. He says, so you thought it would be impossible for MLB to find a way to make up all the games that were postponed. Nope. They just scheduled a 7-game series between the Phillies and the Marlins from September 10th to the 14th. With 2 doubleheaders mixed in, which would all be 7 innings, of course. I actually like that. I love 7-game series. That should happen during the regular season. And the winner of the 7-game series gets like extra points or something. Be unbelievable. Teams had their own mini 7-game series during the season. Or 5-game series. Except the Penguins would show up with not enough urgency. How about this story for number 3? Local TV ratings for baseball up across the country. No surprise, people starved for content, right? Live sports. Knew that was going to happen, but not here. and decidedly not here. The Pirates had the second biggest drop through July 30th of any team in baseball, local television. 26%. Only the Mariners a bigger drop. This with the pandemic happening, with people desperately wanting live sports. That is a mind-blowing number. Down 26%. Wasn't like they were the 27 Yankees last year. Down 26%. I think that says a lot about what people are seeing from this team so far. Two, University of Louisville dismissed three members of its men's soccer team, suspended three others as the result of apparently these guys holding a party, led to an outbreak, 29 cases in the Louisville Athletic Department, and apparently prior violations, which to me is the key phrase there. You want to talk about kids who were maybe troublemakers before this? I don't know. But suspending people from your athletic program because they held a party? I mean, they can create rules all they want to prevent college kids from holding parties. It's going to happen, A. And B, I just don't think, well, first of all, what constitutes a party? Six people? Eight? Ten? Can have nobody at your dorm or at your apartment? What? I mean, that to me is going down a very slippery slope. And number one, all 30 teams back in action apparently in baseball tonight, so maybe they dodged a bullet. Our friend Jared Diamond says, on the road, staff and players must notify their club compliance officer if they intend to leave the hotel for any reason. Sounds like Louisville at this point. They're going to start suspending people? What if one of the Marlins players wants to go out and get a milk? Is he going to be suspended? I guess he just has to notify the compliance officer. Get a hall pass, something like that. 2020, huh? Let's talk Penguins next. What moves should they make? I mentioned them. I want to get more specific about that and how I still think they're going to win the series if Sully makes the proper moves. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.